We originally met the minister in Killybegs. I met the minister along with the Sligo and Leitrim chairman. We had him at the AGM on Tuesday night in Farm Centre, and there appeared to be very little movement. But before the debate and at all, we met all the TDs. We then went in for the debate. Everyone who spoke in the debate was cross-party, independents, everyone backed the position of the IFA and the grain farmers. Deputy McConnell-Oge stated it when he was summing up at the end of the debate. We detected a definite softening in the minister's stance.
However, until such time as Michael Creed picks up his pen and signs on the dotted line, this movement isn't going to materialise, and the funding that the IFA is seeking will not come.
It's very important in the next week or two that we keep the pressure up on the minister and on the government TDs.
There have been suggestions of perhaps early payments or perhaps interest-free loans or other structures to get money into the system in the immediate term. Would that be enough?
No, we made that very clear to the minister, and it was made very clear in the debate last night that there was no point in giving loans to people who hadn't any money and owed money. That was not a solution.